Alaskans in coastal areas, including Homer, will hear a test of local tsunami sirens tomorrow. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, the tests coincide with Tsunami Awareness Week and are designed to educate the public about tsunami preparedness.
Many Alaskans, even those who live in coastal areas, probably didn't think a whole lot about tsunamis until March 11th of last year, when a devastating earthquake in Honshu, Japan, unleashed an even more devastating tsunami that killed more than 16,000 people. That tsunami set off alarms all along coastal Alaska, creating confusion among locals about what they should do. Cindy Preller is the Tsunami Readiness Program Manager with the National Weather Service. She says even folks like her, scientists who study tsunamis every day, learned very much from the event.
We learned that we need to practice more and be prepared because a tsunami doesn't have a season or a time of the day, and a local tsunami can arrive in less than 10 minutes. So we learned that we need to be absolutely vigilant about our preparedness.
That's why Governor Sean Parnell has declared this week to be Tsunami Awareness Week, in part to coincide with the 47th anniversary of the 1964 Good Friday earthquake, which caused extensive tsunami damage in Seward, Whittier, Kodiak, and other communities. As part of Tsunami Awareness Week, the National Weather Service and the Alaska Broadcasters Association will be conducting a test of the state's tsunami warning system. The test will take place Wednesday morning between 9:45 and 10:15 a.m. If you're near a television or a radio during that time, you will likely hear the test. Homer Volunteer Fire Department Chief Bob Painter wants folks to know, however, that the tsunami siren warning they will hear Wednesday will be different than what's heard during the weekly tests that normally take place on Wednesdays.
It won't be the chimes and saying this is a test of the tsunami warning system. What it will say is, attention, a tsunami warning has been issued for this area. Turn to your local radio station for details. Because it is a real live activation signal, that is the signal, that's the message that's programmed into the sirens. So that's what we're trying to get the word out. If you have these sirens go off between 9:45 and 10:15, it is probably a test.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough has a system of 14 tsunami sirens, with one each located in Seldovia, Port Graham, and Nanwalek, 5 sirens in Homer, and 6 in Seward. The sirens can be activated locally in the event of a local emergency like a flood or a fire, or by broadcast of a tone over the emergency alert system. Painter says the sirens at Homer are very important because they can be activated quickly.
I've been told by numerous experts that we're not specifically or are not very much at risk from these transmitted tsunamis. I believe our most greatest risk would be from a locally generated tsunami, such as a local earthquake or a landslide.
Cindy Preller was on duty at the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer the night of the Honshu earthquake. She says another thing the public needs to know is the difference between the two different warning levels issued by the center. A tsunami warning, she says, is the most serious, calling for an immediate evacuation.
And then we also have another level of warning that's called a tsunami advisory, which is different from the Weather Service advisory. It's still a low-level warning, and we had much of Alaska was in an advisory status. But what an advisory means is to clear the beaches and to clear the harbors. So it's not a full-scale evacuation.
Once again, this week's test of the state tsunami warning system will take place Wednesday between 9:45 and 10:15 a.m. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.